Welcome to the online ministry of Pacific Beach United Methodist Church, located in beautiful San Diego, California. Pacific Beach UMC is a member of the Reconciling Ministries Network and welcomes persons of all ages and backgrounds for worship, study, and service opportunities. More information can be found on our website at pbumc.org. May you be enriched in the hearing of these words, and may you receive and enjoy God's blessing.
I feel a little bit off this morning, and maybe that's a little bit because we started the morning with some technical difficulties, but if I'm really honest about it, I felt off for longer than just this morning. I had a conversation just coming into the sanctuary. I had a conversation with Rev Jerry of St. Mark's, and we shared how the past week has been for us since we've been able to be in the same distance space together. And what Rev Jerry said really echoed for me. Not a stellar week, but survivable. And I feel like that was my week too. It wasn't a stellar week. It was survivable. If you're a member of St. Mark's, you got the preacher's letter on Monday. If you're a member of PB, you got the weekly email on Thursday. Both included a note from me about what's going on in the world. Really might fit into that sort of description. There are many of us, I think, who maybe had a week where it, wasn't stellar, but it was survivable. But we've been talking an awful lot about the COVID virus and this global pandemic, and I think it's good that we're keeping that on the forefront of our minds, but I also think it's true that the world feels difficult even when you set all that aside. At least it does for me. Our denomination, the United Methodist Church, continues to wrestle with how to be a more inclusive and joyous church, celebrating people of various backgrounds and ideations and identities, and we're still not doing that very well. Politically, we can't seem to agree even on how to respond to a global pandemic. We can't decide, even as a populace, as a culture, about whether or not it's a good idea to remain socially distant. I feel like maybe it's not just this week where I haven't felt stellar, but it's been survivable. Well, maybe it's been longer. Maybe it's that way for you. Maybe you're someone who struggles with some of these things that we've talked about. Maybe you're someone who's either who personally or whose family endures mental illness and has had to work through those things. Maybe you're someone who yourself or your family has endured some kind of loss that continues to touch your heart. Maybe you've struggled in the economy and jobs. Maybe struggling in a personal relationship. It seems as though the world wants us to put on our happy face all the time. The world tells us that we have to be strong enough to endure all the things that are happening in the world and in our lives, and that if we're not, we're somehow weak, that we can't ask for help, because if we do, it means we're somehow less than. Friends, there's a lot happening in the world, even if we don't think about the COVID virus. And yet one of the things that has brought me joy, particularly over the course of this last 6 weeks, but really broader than that, one of the things that has brought me joy is when people share art. Starting in a couple of weeks, we're going to start a new series about art, artistry, whether that's music or other forms of art. And I wonder if you've seen some of those expressions of art recently. I've seen art in terms of putting some comedy and images together. John Krasinski's video series, Some Good News, has been bringing me so much joy. Perhaps you've seen the people drawing either words or images in chalk on sidewalks. Perhaps you've seen musical groups putting together beautiful music even while remaining isolated. I, for one, recently enjoyed Post Malone's concert on Nirvana music. Maybe you've been binge-watching things on Netflix. One of the things that I know for me, as an individual, as a human, one of the things I know for me is that my soul can be sustained in creating. Sometimes that creation is in the form of spoken words, as I'm doing now, and sometimes that's in the form of music. And one of the things that I find is when I participate in that act of creation is that sometimes it's helpful. It puts a smile on somebody's face, and I love that. I'm all about giving to others. But sometimes in that act of creation, I find myself having the space to focus on the right thing. And I would even name it as being pointed to or drawn to the right thing. And so I wanted to bring just a little bit of creation to you today. I wanted to bring a song to you because the song that's been in my mind over the course of this last week is connected directly with our text for today. We'll read, the text will be read to you in a few moments about the letter of 1 Peter. And something that has touched me is a particular quote in that. It's just a short phrase in this letter from 1 Peter about silver and gold. And the text that we'll get into reminds us that silver and gold is not the biggest, baddest, most important thing. Indeed, we might think of it as temporary, which is hard for us to think about because we place an awful lot of value on tangible riches. And yet it's not all there is. And so the song that's been in my head over the course of this last week is a song by one of my favorite bands. Maybe you know it. It's called the band is called U2. An Irish, I would name them as an Irish Christian rock band. Most people just think of this as a pop or rock band, but I would challenge you to find a U2 song that doesn't have a direct scriptural reference, that doesn't have a specific theological idea. If you look at, it's not the song I'm going to do today, if you look at the song Mysterious Ways, which was one of their biggest hits, the entire song is about the Holy Spirit and how she moves in mysterious ways. This song is a song that I heard on one of their live albums. You know, I love live music. We've been really intentional in this worship experience to present live music because there's something about live music that's real and meaningful and touches us. And so this was off of a live album called Rattle and Hum. And so the song is called Silver and Gold.
In the outhouse, a shotgun. Praying hands hold me down. Neither hunter was hunting in this tin can town. Tin can town. No stars in the black night. Looks like the sky fall down. No sun in the daylight. Looks like it. Chained to the ground. Chained to the ground. The warden said, the exit is sold. If you want a way out, surrender.
song points me to Scripture. It points me to the text, which points me to God. And I invite you to hear now God's voice as we hear this text. I'm picking up my phone so that I can trigger the text. Hear now our Scripture read by members of PBUMC.
My name is Ivy Peterson. Today's Scripture reading is 1 Peter chapter 1, 17 through, verses 17 through 23. Since you call upon a Father who judges all people according to their actions without favoritism, you should conduct yourselves with a reverence during time of your dwelling in a strange land. Live in this way, knowing that you are not liberated by perishable things like silver or gold, from the empty lifestyle you inherited from your ancestors. Instead, you are liberated by precious blood of Christ, like that flawless, spotless lamb. Christ was chosen before the creation of time, before the creation of the world, but was revealed at the only revealed at the end of time. This was done for you, who through the Christs are faithful to the God who raised him from the dead and gave him glory. So now you are faithful in hope, and hope should rest in God.
I'm Zanette Peterson. The Scripture reading continues with verses 21 and 22. Who through Christ are faithful to the God who raised him from the dead and gave him glory. So now your faith and hope should rest in God. As you set yourselves apart by your obedience to the truth, so that you might have genuine affection for your fellow believers, love each other deeply and earnestly. Do this because you have been given new birth, not from the type of seed that decays, but from the seed that doesn't. This seed is God's life-giving and enduring word.
It is incredibly important that we are reminded of these words from the book of 1 Peter. It's important because we need the reminder. It's important that we celebrate Easter. It's important that we find a way to gather together, even if it's through a digital connection, in worship each week. For St. Mark's in the preacher's letter, for Pacific Beach in the sermon note, I reminded you all how important it is that we celebrate Easter each year, because we need the reminder, but also that we celebrate worship every Sunday, because Sunday is what? Perhaps you remember. It's a mini Easter celebration every single week. Because if you're anything like me, you can get dragged down by the world. And you can need that reminder, because I know I do, that revival and resurrection are possible. Indeed, they're real. In the text, 1 Peter draws a distinction between that which is perishable and that which is imperishable. You know, the Apostle Paul talks about that in one of his letters. And to me, it connects very deeply with something that we hear directly from Jesus as he encourages the disciples and indeed the community around him. And I would suggest us as well that we spend too much time focusing on earthly things and not on divine things. You see, when we get so overwhelmed by the world, or at least when I get so overwhelmed by the world, one of the things that I have a tendency to do, and maybe you do too, is I have a tendency to place all the pressure on myself that I got to fix stuff, and I got to make stuff better, and I got to be better in the world. And that's not necessarily a bad thing unless it's the only thing that I do, unless it's the only thing that we do. Because yes, my friends, we must take responsibility for our actions and interactions in the world. We must take responsibility to speak up in the face of injustice. But that is not all, because when we rely entirely on ourselves, when we rely entirely on humanity, we are not expressing our faith and our hope in the God who is still present, and the God who is still speaking, and the God who is still calling. And so this, my friends, is why it's so important that we remember Easter each and every year. It's why it's so important that we enter into a faith experience each and every week, because we need the reminder that it's not just us. We participate in the body of Christ, in whom God's Spirit is active. But I also suggest that it takes courage to step into faith and hope. In the same way that it took courage for the disciples to step into the idea that, yes, Christ is alive and active and present and resurrected. We, my friends, we're not alone. It's not entirely up to us. And if you're anything like me, it's not entirely up to you as an individual. It's up to us, strengthened and called by a God who continues to be in us and with us. My friends, the church is in need of a revival, and I wonder if part of that need of a revival is because we've begun to rely too much on ourselves. That we've begun to rely too much on that which is finite and not that which is infinite. That we've begun to rely too much on that which is perishable and not on that which is imperishable. That we've begun to rely too much on earthly things and not on divine things. And so, friends, I ask you to join me in taking the step of stepping into faith, of stepping into hope, of stepping into God. We don't need to rely on the silver and gold of the world. That's perishable. We can rely on the call of God, on the redemption of Christ, indeed the resurrection of Christ, and the continuing empowering strength of God's Holy Spirit. Let us step together into faith and into hope. Amen.
God of wonder, God of wonders beyond our galaxy, you are holy. The universe declares your majesty. You are holy. Lord of heaven and earth. We come before you today with our hearts filled with so many things. The things that consume us, the things that weigh us down, the things that lift us up, the things that give us hope. Lord, hear our hearts. Hear our hearts as we pray for the broken people in this world, for the broken policies, for the breaches of words. And Lord, we pray for the invincibles, the ones who stand up and stand in the gaps. We pray for those who give voice to their feelings, and we pray for those who are silent. We pray for those who have a deep faith and for those whose hope strains for a glimmer of your hope. Lord, this moment, this day, will never come again. But we give thanks that your Spirit never departs from us. Lord, in this time, we individually pray for a revival in the ways that we need it. And we pray that that survival will be, that revival will be for the healing of the world. God of wonder, beyond our understanding. Heal us. Give us strength that we together will be able to stand up and stand in the gap for others. As we pray together the prayer your Son Jesus taught us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.